Yard.
RW4DJW Mobile.
Dave, I just had a... I Googled his name, and it says Jonathan Turner, Greenville Post Acute LLC, but it has him on that LinkedIn, and I don't want to go there. I thought maybe you might be on there. Maybe it gives it in his profile where you could call him.
Half a dozen of them in LinkedIn, and some of them are in Greenville. I don't think that's him. I could be wrong, but I don't think that's the same one.
Okay, it was just a brain, you know what, come up, and it probably poofed up in the air just like I thought. Shoot. Well, I tried, Dave.
I'm done trying, but I got hungry and decided to take a break and look. But, I mean, post email will do, too. It just takes a little bit longer. An email address would be the easiest and the least intrusive and would probably solve it the quickest. But like you found out, there's no email address out there, and I would hate to send it to somebody who had no clue what I was talking about. I was looking to on those that were on LinkedIn for any reference to technology or anything, you know, ham radio related or, you know, radio related, period, and I couldn't find anything.
Well, and this will get there, and this, according to Cures, it's him, but... A lot of times, guys don't put their email. I put mine at ARRL.net. I used to have it at Gmail, and people can go there and get your email address and nag.
A lot of email. But I got like 6 different emails, so it gets distributed. It's not evenly distributed, but I know what you mean.
Enough without fooling with it. I used to get... I think it wasn't text, it was on email. Years ago, I used to get just gobs. They come into the junk, not just delete it, but it's annoying to get pornography sites when I've never been to one in my life, except one by accident one time. I fell at work when the internet come out early, many, many years ago. He had me Google a country western singer, Dave, and I misspelled it by one letter, and that come up, and I was out in the garage in my ham shack, and Bernice told me if I ever went to one of those sites that the computer would go, and I clicked on it, and another one come up, and I clicked on it, and another one come up, and I run over and locked the door to the garage, 10 of them before it disappeared, Dave.
A fake like that can it can explode into a lot of different things, but I'm usually wary of anybody that sends me a picture through email, unless I know what they're doing. Like if we were up at the tower site and Landon sent me pictures that he took, I don't worry about that. But I do get emails from people I know. They're sending me pictures that I don't open. The only way I'll open them is if I put them in a restricted environment, like on a Raspberry Pi dedicated to, first of all, wouldn't have any network access. And if it did do anything malicious, I'd just reload the operating system from scratch. And, you know, that doesn't take but about 10 minutes. But I remember my boss opened one at work one time. Somebody sent him. And that started a process where whenever Bank of America saw any email coming from that source again, they wouldn't even make it to the people inside the bank. Right? They would delete them before they ever even came in, which was the cure. It cured the problem there. That never happened again. But, you know, that was back in the early...
Yeah, never click on a link. And I get from two different hams here that are great, some of the finest ones that we've ever met. They put it that way without saying their names. And they come from them, and I called one of them one day that's very close to me, and he says, "Don't open it, Tom." And that's exactly what it was. "Oh, so-and-so has pictures he wanted to share with you."
Yeah, the round file. Send them right to the bid bucket. And I get those too. And there's a rule in Outlook that's set to, if it finds that, it goes right to the void. I don't even have to look at them anymore.
I computers. You can't do without them, and you can't do with them at times. Anyways, Dave, I'll let you go, and go back to what I was doing there. It just dawned on me, maybe I'll get that address and look it up and see if it's him, and he gives a phone number. Well, that's what I get for thinking. W4DJWN0TR. Have a good day, Dave. Enjoy your chicken.
Of course, Bernice, hello, and you guys enjoy the day as well. Last day of the weekend. For us retired people, that doesn't matter anyway. Take care. Have a good one. W4DJW Clear.
Now, you're having fried chicken, which I love. We're having prime rib down at Amy's. And Bernice made, she just now made some peanut brittle, cashew brittle. And she made chiffon. Is it a pie you call it, Bernice? Lemon sponge, and deviled eggs, and Jell-O salad, and I don't know what else Amy's going to have. There's no telling. Like Thanksgiving all over again. see you later. In 0TR.
Enjoy your day. Bon appetit. W4DJW Clear.
N0TR from NA4V.
Give me, I don't know how much a snap costs now, Jonathan. good morning. And Dave is the administrator there. Would you like to talk to him, W4DJW?
I heard you guys talking. I heard my call sign. I heard what you were talking about. And, yeah, I just turned on my mobile radio yesterday for the first time in a couple years, and I didn't realize it was IDing. I apologize for that. And I went up and got the radio turned off and figured I'd give you a call back on the handheld.
Well, we appreciate it, John, and it's not a huge deal, but it IDs every 10 minutes with your call, and Dave's a good CW operator. He doesn't do much anymore, but I do it every night, so it was very easy to pick you out. Anyways, my name's Tom. I'm over here in Greer. I'm an old retired electrician and electronic technician from machine shops many years ago. But thanks for hollering at us, and it would please us if you could turn that off.
Tom, this is John. I go by JT. But I did go ahead and get it turned off, and sorry it caused you the trouble of having to write a letter. Hopefully you didn't waste a stamp on that already, but wanted to let you know either way.
Bernice will just paste something over the top of it, JT. I tried Googling you there, but your phone number or email wasn't, of course your phone number wouldn't be on QRZ, but you can put your NA4V at ARRL.net if you belong to the ARRL, and they forward mail to you without everybody getting your email address, put it that way.
Yeah, I hadn't been on the radio in a little while. I need to go back and refresh several of those things.
Well, you need to get on here more. We have a net every night, 9 o'clock, and there's a lot of wonderful people on here, and we'll talk just about anything on here, and I love to meet new people. We live up here between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham. Been here 14 years from the land of Oz.
Well, too far from me. I'm in Traveler's Rest, and we've also been here for just about 14 years as well.
Outstanding. Well, this wouldn't have got to you if it went to Greenville. That's what your address is listed on QRZ as.
Actually, we live in the city limits of Traveler's Rest, but so close to the edge that Greenville's usurped us. So we actually have a Greenville mailing address and live in TR.
It's in there as Palisades, is that correct?
Correct.
Oh, JT, it's nice to meet you. Now I got to go out and check the chickens, and I was just checking the battery in a sight on an old .22 pistol I've had for years and years and years, and it just dawned on me, I better look at that thing because it may be corroded. It's been in there so long. Just something to do this morning. Thanks so much for giving us a holler, and we appreciate your efforts. And I know you must have been a ham for quite a while. I've been since 93, but you don't get calls like ours unless you've been around a little while, I don't think. Well, I guess you could now. But mine's a vanity call, but on CW, N0ZHB didn't work out so well.
Right, and yes, sir, mine's a vanity call as well. I started working on my ticket. You know, I don't even remember what year it is now, but I worked with a guy who got me interested, and I worked my way all the way through, finally made it to my I finally made it to where I could get a vanity call sign, so I went ahead and took the opportunity. Fortunately, that one is quick on CW, the NA4V, but my hearing is not quite good enough. I haven't been able to pick up CW yet. Hopefully, I'll get it sorted out, and I'll be able to get on the air on CW before long.
Well, I hope so, JT. I really love it. It's the best mode out there as far as I'm concerned, but I'm 76 years old and old-fashioned, redneck and narrow-minded, so my kids tell me. shoot. And I'm going to stay that way. But I do like CW, and gosh, when Sideman's not even existent, the CW gets through, so it's an effort that's well worthwhile, and you meant to say extra class.
That's right, I appreciate that. But I got distracted. I will let you go for now. I just wanted to let you know that I got the radio turned off, so hopefully it won't be causing any problems, but definitely give me a call back if it is causing interference of some sort. I'd appreciate it.
Well, you can go into the menu and just take that option out of it, but you got to look at those dang books there. But always remember, it's the class of the operator, not the class of the license, JT. Nice to meet you. The pleasure's all mine. NA4V in 0TR73.
Have a good Sunday. It's NA4V in N0TR73.
Yeah, that's my initials, JT. It's Tom Rouse, matter of fact. So I was very lucky.
See, 73, sir. NA4V clear.
NA4V N0TR73.